Monday Sports Roundup continues here on 101.5 FM Sports. Barry Allen, what a great chat with Bob Leach.
That was fantastic. Yeah, he really opened up there a bit, didn't he?
He certainly did. Yeah. Very emotional about that, the win in the Melbourne Cup. Well, we're changing now from horse racing to athletics. Similar, I suppose, galloping down the track. But Dave Armitage from the Deception Bay Little Athletics. Good morning.
Morning, gents. How are you today?
Good, we're fine. Dave. And you've got Caroline Williams with you. Caroline's from the Redcliffe State High School, and she's off to Perth this week to compete in the 400 metres at the National High School Athletics Championships. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
So, is it better here than in school?
Yes, very much.
Oh, we haven't started the interview yet either.
No, still would prefer being here.
I think so. Well, before we talk with Dave about what's happening with Little Athletics, I just wanted to make mention, now you're representing in the 400 metres, and I had a look back through some records earlier this morning, and just to give our listeners an indication of some of the names of our female athletes who have won or ran in the 400 metres, Shirley Strickland, mm-hmm. Betty Cuthbert, Raylene Boyle, of course, Kathy Freeman, and now at the moment we've got Morgan Mitchell and Annalise Ruby. So, but I just thought, Dave, I did a little bit of a backtracking there, so certainly some names there that Carolyn, if she follows in those footsteps, legends.
Oh, definitely. Like the Olympics, 2000 Olympics, is with Kathy Freeman, that just brings back, that's just amazing. And I know I see Carolyn running and at our meets and other meets that we attend as part of our club, and yeah, it's just it's amazing to see these guys run 400, and they're sprinting. That's just crazy. Yeah. Like, that's 400 metres sprint? No.
Never used to be like that, but it is,
but
now.
It certainly is. Mm. So, Carolyn, I just thought I'd mention some of those names, like Shirley Strickland, Betty Cuthbert, Raylene Boyle, of course, Kathy Freeman. And I presume Kathy would be your role model?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Your idol?
Do you have pictures of them up in your bedroom on the wall?
Oh, you mentioned Morgan Mitchell. She was at my training a couple of weeks ago, and I froze. I was like, oh, that's Morgan Mitchell. Like,
yeah, it is. Mm. Well, we'll come back and have a chat to you a little bit later on during the program. But Dave, what's been happening there with the athletes from Deception Bay? Because by gee, it's an action-packed calendar. You've got the McDonald State Relay Championships coming up on the 14th of December, but there's been more than that happening.
Yeah, November's been pretty crazy for us. We started off out at CUSAC with the Coles Summer Carnival. We had a heap of athletes go there, most notably Alex Perry. She's one of our under-12 girls, bested the Queensland and Australian records for the 80-metre hurdles. And that was just amazing seeing those runs. We've had a few people go into other clubs. We've had carnivals at Jimboomba. We've had carnivals up at Caloundra. We also, at the start of November, we had the regional relays where we had 106 athletes compete. We weren't the biggest team there. We were the second biggest team there. However, we've had a good result with about 69% of the athletes who competed have qualified to go through to the state relays, which are held in December on the 14th at CUSAC at Nathan there. So we're pretty excited. We haven't had that sort of numbers for a few years going to that level. It's great for the club. We're the club's enjoying it. We're getting the feel of the club back, and it's exciting. We had a few teams in the regionals best the records or make new records while they were there. They not only in the running but also with the throws and the jumps as well. So Deception Bay Little Athletics are making their mark on the region. It's exciting.
Well, you must have some good coaches down there to make that happen. Yeah, Carolyn
Sash nodding her head.
We are lucky. Obviously, the clubbies, they get the Wednesday night training. It's open to everyone, but we also have specialist coaches coming in throughout the week to focus on different things. Obviously, with Carolyn here, we've got a sprinting coach which puts them through their paces on Tuesday, Wednesdays and Thursdays at different tracks. We've got some throw coaches and jumping coaches on Monday and the same on Thursday as well. And Tuesday, it's just for the kids who have the interest and the keenness and the heart to do it, and they want to do it. We've got them there available for it. Like I was at training on Wednesday, just gone. Gordon, I didn't mention this earlier, but we had Joanna Stone come down. Joanna's a life member of ours, and she's been doing a couple of javelin training, specialist javelin training for a few of our kids. Whilst I was there, one of the boys indicated that he wanted to do a bit of pole vaulting. We had a specialist coach who does pole vaulting down there at the same time with Joanna, and they've teed up to start their practice with pole vaulting, just starting in the sand pits down at the club. So it's...
That's a good story, isn't it? That's how it happens, yeah.
And yet, you know, then when we talk about Kelsey Lee Barber, who won gold in the women's javelin with a throw of 66.56 metres, that was at the World Athletics Championships in Doha, our latest athletics champion.
Yeah, I saw that throw, and I saw the throws, and just looking at how she celebrated, and the Australians and the crowd, it was just amazing. 67, 68 metres is a long way to throw a javelin, and for an Australian, that's amazing. And get up the stage, like you've probably seen as well, Danny Stevens just qualified for the Olympics with her discus in for Tokyo. That's on right. The weekend with a 65 plus. So, yeah, they're starting to get there. It's getting exciting. It's getting close. So.
It certainly is. And, of course, the average age of the team is, at the moment, just under 25 years of age. It's an incredible youthful team that's going to go to the Tokyo Olympics, Dave.
Yeah, I know what I'll be doing next year. They won't be getting a lot of work done around the house, I can tell you that now.
Off to Japan, eh, mate?
Oh, no. Not for athletics, but, yeah. No, it'd be certainly a lot of TV watching, I guess. And
I'm sure
like the rest of us, yeah.
And, of course, we mustn't forget our para-athletics athletes, because we finished 7th from 118 countries at the 2019 World Para-Athletics Championships in Dubai during November. 8 gold, 6 silver and 9 bronze, so... that in itself was also a great record, Dave.
Yeah, and how good is it for these para athletes or the able athletes with disabilities? Like, how great is it they get onto the world stage and they go out and do this? And like, I guess it's always been there, but with television and social media and all that sort of stuff, it's getting better and better and bigger and bigger. Like, we've got a Twilight Carnival coming up in February, and Little Athletics and Queensland Athletics are pushing or supporting the AWD role and with Little Athletics ourselves. So we've added in 3 more events for our carnival to get onto that and get those kids in there, get them involved.
And fantastic. That's wonderful, Dave. And, of course, we talk about the athletes, and then we also had officials, Peter Hamilton. He served on the jury of appeal, Helen Roberts from Queensland and Brian Rowe from Tasmania. 10 international referees who oversaw the sessions, Kirsten Croker from New South Wales and Janet Nixon, international photo finish referees and so on. Absolute incredible wealth of talent there. And I presume that's one of the questions, how do you turn around and find and recruit and accredit officials at your club?
I guess the athlete or the family members or the parents who are interested in that sort of stuff, that they show us, they turn up and they get involved. We then develop that through with Little Athletics Queensland, and we get them to coaching clinics or official clinics and give them that opportunity. If they wish to go further, we'll support them as much as we can. They go higher and higher and higher, then they get the experience at the regional meets, and they get the experience at the state meets. Then they move on to Queensland Athletics, and they go greater and greater and greater. The more time they spend on this, and the higher the level of their coaching or their availabilities, the higher that they go. Like, not only athletics, like you hear stories about the ones in swimming, like they're walking up and down, they're officials, and all of a sudden they're heading to Tokyo for the Olympics. It's like talking to the officials who do the Little Athletics, and they were at the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast last year. Like, it's I know people strive to do different things, and that's where they want to be, and they get the opportunities and they get the backing. How great is that?
That's exactly right. So the pathway is not only there for the athletes, but for the officials and, as well. Mm. So that's wonderful to see how they progress and transpire. Well, Carolyn, you're off to Perth this week. Which day?
Thursday. I fly out.
Any special preparations?
Just training really hard. Yeah.
How many in your team?
A lot. Yeah, okay. I think Queensland has the biggest state team travelling there.
Okay, so that's direct flight to Perth, obviously, would be great.
No, unfortunately. I'm flying to Sydney and then from Sydney
from
to Perth.
Sydney to Perth. So, Carolyn, how did you get started in athletics?
I think just being as competitive as I am, I'm one of four children in my family, so just running around and competing against my brothers and sisters, like just growing up, I got into it, I think, after I made districts and regionals when I was 10.
That was in 2014?
Yep, 2014, and I kept making it at that level until now, but I didn't end up going further to state championships until I was 12, which was in 2016.
So you haven't always only been 400 metres. You've done the 100, 200 as well?
Yes, yes.
So why the 400?
I think I just decided on sports day at my school, and because you can't do it in primary school, so I was just like, oh, it's there. I should just do it, I guess, and I did it. And I think I ran a time, the first time I ever ran it, was like a 1 minute, 5 seconds.
For the 400?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So
that'd be pretty slow, wouldn't it?
all because I was 13, mm-hmm. my PE teachers were like, you haven't been training. And that's a real, they're like, that's a pretty good time for someone who's never ran a 400.
Okay. Okay. Well, I reckon Gordon could walk faster than that.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But athletics isn't your only sport, Carolyn, because a little note that I've received said that you're also very good at touch football.
Yeah. I'd like to think so.
Take us through that.
So my school is very touch orientating rugby league around that area. This year we went to, I think, 4 comps outside of our school, and we won 2 of them. Yes.
Well done. So what's a typical week for you to try and fit all of this in with your studies?
Oh, it's hard.
Crazy. Yeah, I bet.
It's hard.
So, Carolyn, what was the time you're running now for 400?
Oh, I didn't want to ask that.
I want to know.
So, recently at the state championships, I ran a 57.54.
That's your personal best,
yeah,
is it?
That's my personal best.
Well
now.
Done. Well so done. Under the minute.
Under the minute. Yeah. Well done there. So, Carolyn, your ambitions?
I think just to go out and have fun, because making this national competition is my first time ever. So I think just to make and place and
soak up the experience.
Yeah, because I've said to my parents, like, I'm just really thankful and really overwhelmed still that I kind of made it, because I never have. So if I don't place or make finals, like, I don't really, like, obviously I care, but the fact that I'm there, I'm just, yeah.
You're there competing.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
All of Australia. Mm. So
is this the highlight of your athletics career so far, going
yes,
to Perth? I would think so.
Definitely.
Long-term ambitions, if you perform, keep performing well, you'd like to do Commonwealth Games or Olympics one day?
Yeah. That's the goal.
And I suppose how supportive mum, dad and the family?
Yeah, extremely. Like, I have a younger brother, his name's Michael, and he made the national championships for primary school, and he has done amazing as well. So I think
you must run in the family. Excuse me.
Ah, good pun.
That's horrible.
That's terrible. Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't help it. But 57.54, that's not a bad time for the 400 metres. No. And I suppose, Dave, from the club perspective, to have an athlete like Carolyn and that the role model and the influence then on your other registered people and athletes and families and that, what does that mean for the club?
Oh, it's you can't really quantify it. It's like the younger kids who go to these big meets and they see Carolyn and the other girls at her level run, they just want to do it. They want to get in there and they want to be part of it. Like, we've had some really good female runners and male runners, but because Carolyn's here, we're going to focus on the ladies, mm-hmm. at our club. And when they come down and the kids see them, they just... It's like a...
They stand in awe of them.
Oh, it's... Yeah. And Carolyn said that she was like gobsmacked pretty much with Morgan Mitchell. And that's what the kids were like. They see Carolyn stretch up. They see her put her spikes on. They see her put her down the blocks. And they're all just going, oh, here comes Carolyn. And like, there she goes. She's gone in like, 400 metres at 57-odd seconds. But when she's won in the 100 and the 200, it's just like this streak. And the shoes that she's got, the spikes that she's got, she just stands out like no one else. So,
well, what colour are they?
Oh, they are black, but everyone else has brightly coloured, and I'm just there with black shoes, so I still stand out a bit.
I'm just wondering. I still ask that question about trying to fit all of this in a week, in terms of your training, your practice, your coaching, your schoolwork, and your social life. Is there any?
Yeah, surprisingly.
So what grade are you in now?
10? I'm in grade 9.
Not grade 9?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I was thinking about not doing athletics anymore, cutting back, because I was like, you know, school always comes first, and I'm still a kid, I'm still trying to fit everything in, but I think after this accomplishment, Mum says it's a sign that I should stay.
Interesting. Good on your mum.
Yeah. I was like, I think this is a sign too.
Well, just think, it could have been like our previous interview with Bob Leach, you know, the owner, one of the co-owners of the Melbourne Cup winner.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's only probably 150 of those in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
You might be in that same category to join Shirley Strickland, Betty Cuthbert, Raylene Boyle and all the others who have also run in the 400 metres.
Yeah.
So,
and it requires dedication.
To
reach the top, you've got to be dedicated and make the sacrifices now while you're young.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that, Dave?
And the sport. And knowing Carolyn's parents, like, they're ultra supportive, and they're right behind her, and so is the club, and so is her coaches, and it's up to her now, isn't it?
It's
there on the plate for her to take. It's just whether or not she wants it is, and we're seeing she's keen and she wants to get into it, and the club will be there for it.
Excellent to hear. Well, Dave Armitage from the Deception Bay Little Athletics, thank you for joining us in the studio this morning. Caroline Williams from Redcliffe State High School, good luck in the 400 metres at the National High School Athletics Championships in Perth later this week. Great for you to have joined us in the studio. All the best with your athletics career, and wonderful to chat here on 101.5 FM Sports.